Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Brother Peter, in the beginning of his dealings with the Lord in Luke 5 and 6, when he borrowed Peter's boat, Jesus did, and then he told him to cast the net for a catch, and he did, and in verse 6, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. And they beckoned their partners, and they came, and they filled up the ships, they began to sink. And verse 8, Luke 5:8, when Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees and said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught or catch of fishes which they had taken. "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." But the very next phrase, Jesus said to Simon in verse 10, "Fear not. From henceforth now on, you shall catch men." Peter said, "I'm a sinner man." Jesus said, "You're a fisherman." Yeah. It is so important that we say about ourselves what our Lord says about us. Yes. Because the enemy is continuously endeavoring to get you to say over yourself something that contradicts what the Lord has said to you. Amen. And churchdom, I mean, you could pick one, probably 80-90% of the churches in the country and talk to them about this, and they're going to tell you some version or form of, "I'm just an old sinner." Well, we're all just sinners. This is ingrained in modern religion.
Yes.
We are sinners. Well, everybody's a sinner. We've all sinned. Sinned.
Amen.
Amen.
Sinned.
That's right.
Past tense.
Yes.
Does not make you a sinner.
Amen.
Present tense.
Yes.
People say, "Well, I'm no saint." And you've heard me say before, you're either a saint or you ain't. You're an ain't. Ain't saved.
That's right.
Have you read the scriptures? Who are the epistles to? To the saints.
That's right.
That be at Rome. To the saints at Corinth. Well, I'm no saint. Is the Bible true or are you right? Are you born again? You're either washed or you're not.
Right.
You're either forgiven,
yep,
or you're not.
Right.
You're either clean
or you're not.
Amen. You're either righteous and holy or you're not. And see, people are talking about what they've done. They're identifying with their past, with their mistakes, with their, "I've missed it in so many ways. I've come short." You and everybody else on the planet. Certainly you have. Certainly I have. But are you washed or not? Peter said, "I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. Go away from me." He felt unworthy. When he saw this miracle, he caught a glimpse of who they'd been listening to and the purity of the Master. And the glory was manifested. And in that presence, he felt so unclean. And he's like, "Lord, you need to get away." Not because he didn't want to be around him. He just thought, "Yeah, I'm not worthy. I'm not fit to be around you." But Jesus just looks at him when he tells him he's a sinner man and says, "Come on. You're my fisherman." What does that mean? Worthy to walk with the Master, worthy to be in His company, worthy to be in His service. Not that we accomplished it. He has made us worthy. Oh, hallelujah. And thank God He did. He was able to hear the words and overcome and travel with Jesus and be in the meetings with Him and eat with Him and fellowship with Him and loved Him so much that it came time and Jesus was talking about leaving and He said, no way, you can't leave me. Where you go, I'm going. If I have to die, I will not leave you. And the rest of them said the same thing. And Jesus said, before the rooster crows, you will have denied me 3 times. And He said, no way, Lord. No way. I will die with you. And I believe He fully meant it. But He didn't realize how weak He was. And Scripture talks about that. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And you know the story that by the next morning, He was out there cursing and swearing. I don't know Him. I don't know who He is. And at one point, I suppose Jesus was too far away to hear Him, but He turned around and looked at Him when He said it the third time. And He was overwhelmed with grief. How do you think He felt after talking like He had talked? How do you think He felt? There is no worse pain than that kind of failure. Is there? There's no worse hurt than to realize you have been a complete failure in what you said you would do and what you so adamantly said you believed in and loved. And the Bible said He went out and He wept, we might say profusely. He just cried His head off. And even after the Master was risen from the dead, He didn't know what to say or how to act around Him. And so Jesus calls Him out personally.
Yes.
And said, Peter, do you love Me? He said, yes, Lord. See, that's what He had said before, adamantly, how much He loved Him. And He'd never deny Him and He'd die with Him, but He didn't. And Jesus said, feed My lambs. Do you love Me? Yes, Lord. Feed My sheep. Do you love Me? Lord, you know. Feed My sheep. He's asking Him to do something for Him, something that's precious and important to Him. What does that mean? What's He telling Him? You are still Mine. You're important to Me. I want you. I need you. Do this for Me. Hallelujah. And Peter did not let his failures define him on the day of Pentecost. He stands up boldly, hallelujah, and preaches the gospel, hallelujah, with fire in his belly. And becomes a pillar in the church and helped to lay the foundation for the New Testament church, the body of Christ. Did he let his past define him?
No.
Did he let his failures determine his worth and his value? No. Do you have to?
No.
Do I have to?
No.
Believe what the Lord tells you.
Amen.
Don't come telling Him you're a sinner man when He says you're a fisherman.
Right.
Say what He says.
Right.
Say what He says. Anybody remember Paul?
Yes.
Paul was not always Paul the Apostle. Saint of God. Who was he? He was Saul of Tarsus. Now, Paul, you're going to enjoy meeting. Saul, you would not have liked at all. Go to Acts 8, please. Acts 8, 1. I'm reading the Amplified. We need to remind ourselves of who Saul was. Acts 8, 1 Amplified, Saul was not only consenting to Stephen's death, he was pleased and entirely approving. He held their clothes while they killed this saint of God. And he approved of it. This is who he was. And on that day there broke out a great severe persecution against the church. And verse 3, Saul shamefully treated and laid waste the church continuously with cruelty and violence, entering house after house, dragging out men and women and committed them to prison. These are good brothers and sisters that are in their house, not bothering anybody. Yeah. And he breaks the door down, drags them out of their kitchen, and takes them to these terrible dungeons. And believers were hurt, they were destroyed, they were killed. And in 9:1, it says, Saul was still drawing his breath hard from threatening and murderous desire against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest, and he got, you know, letters and permission that so he could have a right to just go into town and just do whatever he wanted to do. Go to people's houses, kick down their doors, drag them and their kids out, throw them in jail, take their stuff. Murderous desire. Breathing out, threatening. The Amplified shows these words to see what kind of person he was, what kind of state he was in. You would not have liked this man. This is a man who will kill you and destroy you and your kids and give you scriptures why it's okay to do it. In Galatians 1:13 in the Amplified, he told them, he said, you heard of my earlier career and former manner of life in the Jewish religion, how I persecuted and abused the church of God furiously and extensively, and with fanatical zeal did my best to make havoc of it and destroy it. He was on a mission to wipe this new Jesus thing off the face of the earth. He was a tool of the devil. And he hurt people. And killed people. And destroyed families and homes. That's why, you know, when the Lord called Ananias, not Ananias and Sapphira, the other Ananias, and told him to go lay hands on Saul, he said, Lord, I've heard of many about this guy. And what he's done. It took faith, didn't it? To go do this. Go to this guy and say, the Lord Jesus sent me to you. When that's what he's trying to wipe off the face of the earth. But he did. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.